Joining me today on CFBS Radio is the warden of the MRC de Gulf de Saint-Laurent, Mr. Randy Jones, for an update for the population. Hi, Randy.
Hi, Abigail.
Thank you for joining us today on CFBS, Mr. Jones, to give an update to the population. Can you speak first about discussions for the opening up of the Lower North Shore? What can you tell us from the MRC level regarding this?
We're preparing a document now for the government that we'd like to present because Mr. Legault was talking about opening up the regions. And before he does, we'd like to make sure that we have measures in place that the most vulnerable of our people are protected. We saw day before yesterday when Nunavut knew that the deconfinement was getting over with and they were going to open their schools. Yesterday, they had their first case of COVID-19 in Nunavut.
And I think that's a major concern of the region. This is what the majority is saying.
Just for example, Kikaska, Hydro-Québec has been talking to the administrator, Mrs. Darlene Rouse-Roberts, and they want to come back in with 100 people to finish putting the line through to Romaine. Well, if that goes ahead, that's 100 people. Then on top of that, the fisheries happen to go ahead, then that's another 140, 130 people. That just triples the size of Kikaska and all the work that they've done to make sure that this virus does not come into their communities is all for naught. You know, everything that we've been working for has gone down to two. We did an exercise to find out how many wharfs on the coast from Blanc-Sablanc to Kikaska are equipped to receive fishermen. And you know what? There's not one wharf that got showers, bathrooms. Most of them don't even have water to the wharfs.
Imagine.
Like here in my own municipality, Tabatcher, Transport Canada does not have water coming to the wharf. MAPAC got a hauling slip there. They don't have water coming to the hauling slip. And the part of the wharf that belongs to Fisheries and Oceans does not have anything. And the same goes for Tetela-Belen. The same goes for Harrington. The same for St. Augustine. The same for Blanc-Sablanc. So, you know, the federal government is putting rules and regulations in place. The Prime Minister gets out on his podium every day and tells people how important it is to isolate 2 meters from each other. But his government has been there for the start of their second mandate right now, and they can't even see to it that there's showers or water available to the wharves for the fishermen. I've got a problem with that. We've got 360 kilometers of coastline. And all the fishermen that's going to travel, you know, they're in Kikaska. What are they going to do?
And on the federal level, have you been in touch with Marilyn Gill regarding this since you did your exercise today?
No, but I am going to be in contact with her this afternoon. I have no other choice. This got to be brought to their attention. And they're going to open up the coast. But the coast is opening up also, regardless of whether the premier says they're not. Like I just said, 360 miles of coastline, and the season is coming that we're going to start seeing the sailboats coming in from the States, from England, from all around the world. People have been coming up and down the coast. And what do they have in place for that? We've got one fisheries and ocean boat, and that's it. There's thousands of islands from Kikaska to Blanc-Sablanc, and rigolets and rivers and you name it. And what do they have in place for that? You know, all that is a potential danger to us, and we don't have a choice but to look at it.